Hello, and welcome to Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2006. I'm Bill Brenner. This week, the Internet Explorer flaw count continues to climb. Siemens Business Services Security Chief David Bixler talks about the keys to a strong intrusion defense in this week's Security Spotlight. And a pro Firefox website uses aggressive tactics to drive people away from Internet Explorer. But first, our top story. In the nearly 6 months since the release of its last top 20 vulnerabilities list, the SANS Institute has observed a sharp spike in zero-day flaws, many of them in programs long considered to be safe alternatives to Windows. However, Microsoft remains the target of industry scrutiny following several high-profile flaws, including the recent Windows Metafile and Internet Explorer Create Text Range glitches. The Institute noted 8 trends in its spring update of the top 20 vulnerabilities list. They are a rapid growth in critical Mac OS X flaws, including a zero-day hole. SANS said the Mac remains safer than Windows, but that its bulletproof reputation is in tatters. A substantial decline in the number of critical flaws in Windows services, offset by flaws in client-side software, including the WMF vulnerability and flaws in Internet Explorer. The continued discovery of multiple zero-day flaws in Internet Explorer, a rapid growth in critical Firefox and Mozilla flaws, a surge in so-called commodity zero-day attacks used to infiltrate systems for profit, a rapid growth in critical flaws allowing direct access to databases, data warehouses, and backup data, a continued surge in file-based attacks, especially those using media and image files, as well as Microsoft Excel files, and a rapid spread of specialized phishing attacks, especially among defense and nuclear energy sites. Speaking of flaws in Internet Explorer, there are new ones to report, less than a month after Microsoft issued a supersized security update for the browser. At least 3 new flaws have been reported in the last week, and Microsoft has confirmed it is investigating them. The first problem is a race condition that appears when security dialogs are displayed and processed, prompting a user to install and execute an ActiveX control. Attackers could exploit this to install malicious ActiveX controls on victims' machines. The second problem is a flaw attackers could exploit to read content and data served from another domain via a malicious web page. The third problem is an error in how certain sequences of nested object HTML tags are processed. Attackers could exploit it to launch malicious code and corrupt system memory. Microsoft said the first two flaws would take significant user interaction to exploit. Nevertheless, the software giant said the flaws could be addressed in a future patch release or service pack. And now for this week's Security Spotlight. In February, SearchSecurity.com surveyed more than 300 IT professionals from a variety of industries regarding their intrusion defense programs. The resulting series, which ran last week, looked at how IT pros define a good intrusion defense, what they see as the biggest technical and human obstacles, and which vendors are key to their own programs. One of those IT pros is Siemens Business Services Security Chief David Bixler, who is with us this morning. David, welcome to Security Wire Weekly.
Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here.
David, when developing your intrusion defense, which threats are you most concerned about?
Bill, we've actually kind of moved past the traditional, you know, build the barrier around the network, which was really a focus 4 or 5 years ago, and we're now looking at mechanisms to protect our data. You know, the big challenges that we're seeing in our environment are things like spyware, USB tokens that are used to store large amounts of data and then can very easily be lost, left on an airplane in a conference room or whatever, and even things like theft of laptops, systems that are being decommissioned that still have data on them. Anything that would jeopardize our data kind of leaving our traditional barricade around the network.
Now, what do you consider to be the biggest non-technical obstacles to what you would consider the perfect intrusion defense? So any perhaps cultural obstacles?
Well, certainly all the money in the world would be a huge support for our current intrusion defense mechanism. But, you know, there's certainly weighing the business requirements, business justifications with the costs. I mean, funding is always a key component, and proving an ROI for the money that you're spending on security. Beyond that, probably the largest component of our intrusion defense that we constantly work on is educating employees on good security practices. You know, a smart employee is actually the biggest component of our intrusion defense program.
Sure. Now, David, our research found that most security professionals have found that open source intrusion defense tools are just as effective as a lot of what the vendors have to offer. What are your thoughts on that?
Quite a lot of security tools are available in open source. We don't tend to use a lot of them in-house, mostly because of the mechanisms that we use to support our customers. As a service provider, most of our customers are looking at our security program for really their ability to certify. So if I'm using an off-the-shelf security tool, I can have a discussion with a customer about that and really explain, you know, features, functions, etc. When you move into the open source space, you really kind of move from what I'll say, you know, a typical professional can understand to kind of a more esoteric, you know, the nuts and bolts security guru type of software. So in our environment, we rely very heavily on the off-the-shelf tools. In other environments, the real experts, there are plenty of excellent open source tools available.
Mm-hmm. Now, last question. In your mind, what is the single most important thing an IT professional needs to remember when they're building an intrusion, a good, strong intrusion defense?
I always like to look at intrusion defense as what I'll call a factor of visibility. As you're looking at your intrusion defense program, you really need to think about what information are these tools giving me about my environment. You know, in the good old days, we used to build a big fence around the network and we considered life good. Now it's really shifted to how do I know what's going on the inside of my network? What can I see with the tools that I'm deploying? It's like a jewelry store. You know, you buy a burglar alarm, you lock the door, but if you don't have cameras and motion sensors on the inside of the store, if they get in, you have no idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. So we really look at security intrusion defense from what I like to call a visibility perspective.
Okay, great. Again, that's David Bixler from Siemens Business Services. David, thanks for joining us on Security Wire Weekly.
It was my pleasure, Bill. Thanks for the time.
Finally, a pro Firefox website is raising some eyebrows over its aggressive efforts to turn people away from Internet Explorer. The Explorer Destroyer website was created by four self-described open source advocates from Worcester, Massachusetts. The site offers free scripts that web developers can put on their sites to encourage IE users to switch to Firefox. The scripts detect visitors running IE and try forcing them onto the Firefox bandwagon by either showing them a splash page telling them to switch or by putting a big Pro Firefox banner at the top of the page. Today, a number of websites won't display or function properly unless a web surfer is using Internet Explorer. The Explorer Destroyer team hopes its approach will lead to more sites that only work using Firefox. There's even a financial incentive. The group cooked up a deal with Google where the search giant will pay $1 for each new Firefox user recruited. But this approach is a little too aggressive for web developer Sid Karanaratne, who took Explorer Destroyer to task in one of his recent Secure Team blog entries. He said it's a bad idea for people to rely too much on one web browser. If enough people flock to Firefox, he argued, there's always the chance the browser could end up as targeted as Internet Explorer. Besides, he said, no one browser should dominate because an even spread of browser use encourages web developers and browser providers to maintain high security and functionality standards. And that's Security Wire Weekly from searchsecurity.com. Don't forget to read our news each day as it breaks at searchsecurity.com/news, where you can sign up for our daily email newsletter or our RSS feed. Thanks for joining us.